This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People gathered for a vigil last night at Flatirons Community Church in Golden following the shooting yesterday at nearby Evergreen High School. The shooting left one person dead, that is the student gunman who shot himself. Two other teenagers were shot. One of them is in critical condition, and we'll hear more of how things are today. All through this morning. The state's lawmakers reacted to another Colorado high school shooting. Evergreen High is in Representative Brittany Pedersen's district.
Right before I got the news of what was happening in Evergreen High School, I saw the update that Charlie Kirk had been shot. And what is it going to take for us to come to the agreement that not every person should be able to buy a gun?
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was killed yesterday while speaking on a college campus in Utah. The top Democrats contending to be Colorado's next governor should not expect an endorsement from the incumbent. Governor Jared Polis says he has no plans to endorse in the race to succeed him.
There's two great candidates. I know them both very well, Phil Weiser and Michael Bennett. I think highly of both of them, and I would rest easy as a Coloradan with either of them as governor.
Polis himself is term limited. Colorado voters will choose a new governor next year. Firefighters and other first responders are climbing the Manitou Incline this morning, commemorating the 9/11 attacks from 2001. This is the ninth year for the event, with the incline representing the stairs first responders climbed in New York City before the Twin Towers collapsed. The incline is closed to the public until 9 a.m. It's now clear what killed a wolf released through Colorado's Wolf Reintroduction Program. The male wolf was found dead in northwest Colorado in May. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service confirmed he was probably hit by a vehicle. The wolf was captured in British Columbia before being brought to Colorado. Out of the 25 wolves released by the state, 9 have died so far. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.